We talk about this week one of the latest posts is on Taylor Swift, who is an avowed servant of Satan. Taylor Swift is a satanic witch. Quick research will reveal that. So we've done a page or a post on her with graphics that are absolutely shocking. And one of the graphics somebody put together, it says, if Satan, it's got a picture of Taylor Swift with a goat horn face mask on, which is Satan. The caption says, if Satan isn't real, why is Taylor Swift trying to influence an entire generation of young girls to worship him? And we go into all kinds of stuff on this post about how Satan is going after the young girls, especially to turn them into Jezebel's bitter, miserable witches who think they have no need or dependence for men to provide for them and protect them and build things for them. Also for the maker of men, and that would be God Almighty. And so this is the Jezebel agenda, ministry of Satan working through Taylor Swift. And you know, there are probably millions of parents out there today that don't have any grandchildren, and it could be because they allow their daughters and sons to be defiled and indoctrinated with satanic lies of stealing, killing, and destroying, including not procreating or being fruitful and multiplying. And so if we did not steward what our children listened to, we have no one to blame except ourselves, that they were poisoned by the seed of Satan himself, who has come to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy, including cutting off procreation with this. And in this death cult generation of evil doers, where abortion is the norm and taking pills to prevent babies from being born and using contraception and aborting babies. It sounds like Judges chapter 17, verse 6, which says, every man did what was right in his own eyes instead of doing what God says. Instead of doing what God says is the right thing to do. So Taylor Swift is simply a mega representative of Satan pushing his evil death agenda. John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief, who is the devil, has come to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus said that he came to give life and to give it more abundantly. But he only does that in the lives and in the families of those who do things his way, who repent, receive him as their Lord and Savior, and obey him as they abide in Christ on his stated biblical recorded terms. Okay, so back to Taylor Swift, the evangelist of Satan. Again, she's an avowed child of the devil, a tool of Satan. She has bowed her knee to and worshiped Satan himself. She is most deceptive. She's a Delilah type, which I think kind of means she's a seductive Jezebel, or she baits and seduces men and others, women, to buy into the poison, which is the bait, and brings them into the worship of Satan and working evil and doing sin, etc. And she does this through her seemingly girlish innocence. She's a type of a satanic seductress, if you will. And let's take a look at just one of her songs and a little bit of the lyrics in that song. Notice in her song titled, I Did Something Bad, that's the title of her song, she says, they're burning all the witches, even if you aren't one. They got their pitchforks and proof, their receipts and reasons. They're burning all the witches, even if you aren't one. So light me up, light me up, light me up, light me up, go ahead and light me up, light me up, light me up, light me up, light me up. She goes on and on about that. So what she's saying here is, if you're going to burn the witches, well, you better just go ahead and burn me for sure, and I'll wear that as a badge of honor. This woman is an avowed Satanist. She has sold her soul to the devil himself for fame and fortune in this temporal fleeting world, and she is misleading every little girl and every woman who is gullible enough to listen to these lyrics and these songs. And let me say this, after several generations of this satanic indoctrination through music, etc., and the so-called education system, you know, I had a young guy and we shouldn't be surprised in light of what we're talking about on this message, who told me that his mama told him to find him an Asian woman. In other words, find a woman to marry that's from a much more noble culture. And isn't it interesting that at the beginning of the Proverbs 31 virtuous woman chapter, Proverbs chapter 31, the first 10 verses, much of that deals with a man we know little about, but he was called, his name was Lemuel, and his mother was giving him instructions about women and about life. And in verse 3, it says, his mother told him to give not your strength to women. And you might say, why are you saying this? How does this fit in? Well, you see, the same demonic indoctrination is happening in this generation as it was beginning in the 60s in particular. And by the way, it came in on the wings of the music, of rock and roll music with the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and all kinds of avowed Satanists who were rock musicians. And we can recall in Ezekiel 28:12-19, we read about Satan, or Lucifer actually, who in heaven had tabrets built, that's instruments, built into him, into his body, if you will. And he was the praise and worship leader of sorts of the worship of God in eternity past in heaven. And so to say that Lucifer or Satan, now called the devil and many other names, is the ultimate Pied Piper would be an understatement. And so what has his indoctrination and poison through his music produced? What is the fruit that we see now in these last few and current generation compared to those generations from the 1950s and before? Well, the answer is absolutely staggering, including with the dumbing down of the Western world intentionally and the peddling of debauchery of every kind through the music and the entertainment industries. Look at around us at what we see in the younger generations. Largely, they're not marrying. They're living together in fornication. They're not reproducing after their own kind. That is, they're not being fruitful and multiplying. We have now the lowest birth record per capita in American history, or maybe I should have said the lowest birth rate. Notice this fact, the United States birth record dropped to about 56 births per 1,000 women of childbearing age. 56 births per 1,000 women of childbearing age, the lowest rate on record. The rate is half of what it was in the early 1960s. And part of the reason this is happening is because women, little girls, are taught from the ground up, from very earliest of age, to hate men, to despise men, to look at men and boys as their enemies, to compete with them instead of learning the truth that they were made to compliment that man that is going to be their husband, as God would have it. And they are being taught to be completely self-serving and therefore to not want to bother with having precious children and caring for them. There's not a day that goes by that somebody, and many times it's the mothers, are murdering their own little children, if this is even comprehensible that this is even happening. And all of this stuff starts with Walt Disney and Taylor Swift type indoctrination, where ungodly people who claim to be Christians are poisoning the minds of their little girls instead of protecting those babies. And God holds those parents personally responsible for allowing their little children, their little girls in particular, to be defiled and poisoned and brainwashed into satanic indoctrination, the cult of death, stealing, killing, and destroying. And you're going to tell me that's the fruit of a saved person, parents who allow such? I don't believe you. I don't agree with you. I believe that's the fruit of a lost soul, no matter what their religious profession might be. Now, what about all those little boys? And a lot of you ladies listening have sons, and so you can take this, you already have this at heart. You're concerned about your son finding a suitable, God-fearing helpmate when he grows up because of all of this indoctrination and this satanic filth being poured into the impressionable minds of little children. And so your obvious godly concern would be that your son would be able to find a suitable, a God-fearing helpmate when he grows up. Remember, saints, it was the woman that Satan attacked in the Garden of Eden. Women are more naive and more easily deceived than men, and that's why Satan chose to attack the human race through the woman. And it seems that Adam should have been there to protect his wife and to guard her and their existence and their well-being, and most of all, their relationship with God, who is holy, from the wiles of the devil. And it worked. Satan's plan, that is, and it's still working today. And namely, in the cases where you have ungodly parents that aren't protecting their little children and insisting that certain things not be allowed to go into their minds and hearts. You know, years ago, I was introduced to many parents, unfortunately, when we would be going to the rock concert to stand outside and minister to the young middle school and high school children who were going to those concerts, being driven to those concerts, which were full of nothing but satanic lies and deceptions and poisonous principles and philosophies and murderous, hateful lyrics and attitudes coming from those rock musicians. And yet it would be the parents that would be driving their children to be poisoned by these bands from hell. I remember that some of the parents, one gentleman in particular, wanted to argue with me because I was kind of leading up the group there. We had tracks and we were ministering and kids were getting saved, etc. And this guy was upset. He was highly upset with me that we would come out there and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to his child, who he had driven to that concert to be poisoned and indoctrinated with evil. He wasn't the only one. He's just one that came to mind, but there were others. And this is just how insolent people are today. These evildoers, these men who are waxing worse and worse as the end draws near. 2 Timothy 3:13. And by the way, some of these kids were getting saved and asking for a supply of tracts, and we'd load them up and they would take them to school the next day and go evangelize the whole school. It was absolutely amazing. Sounds like the book of Acts. And speaking of those who would dare to defend witches, satanic avowed witches like Taylor Swift, even today I was told that there was a certain man who claims to be a Christian and was defending Taylor Swift, which is absolutely unthinkable. Okay, so we were talking about the effect or the fruit of all of this satanic indoctrination into the hearts and minds of our little girls. And notice that we as a generation are reaping what we have sown. And can we say what we have allowed to be sown in our own children's hearts and minds? Do I really need to go into that at this point? In marriages, nearly 8 out of 10 times, the woman is the one who is initiating the divorce. And stats say that in most cases, it's for a frivolous reason, that she's simply not happy. See, it's all about her. It's Luciferianism, where it's all about you, a self-absorbed, self-serving agenda, nothing but selfishness. Instead of giving yourself to Christ, denying yourself, taking up the cross, and following Jesus, so many are doing nothing but serving themselves, the God of self. Sounds like Lucifer himself in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 through 15, where he said that he would lift himself up on the same level as the Most High God. And that's what people are doing when they're serving self instead of the Savior. Instead of preferring Jesus and others, they're completely intoxicated with the love of self and the worship of self, the idol of self. It's spiritual adultery and it's soul-damning idolatry. And that's exactly what we see being indoctrinated into the women, into the little girls who are going to grow up to be women. Okay, we see what's going on in this latest few generations, and it's not good. It's completely contrary to the plan of God. And when you start studying biblical womanhood, it's just shocking, the contrast that with what we see today. And it's right in the middle of the professing church. Let me say this. Any parent that's allowing their daughters to listen to Taylor Swift needs to repent immediately and denounce it all and explain it to your daughters and apologize to your daughters for even allowing that filth to corrupt and defile their minds. As such, parents are defiling their very seed, their children, their own children. They're not even teaching their children the Word of God, which to me says they're not even saved. How can you be saved and not be teaching your children from the ground up while they're in their mother's precious womb the Word of God and praying over them? I don't understand how that could possibly be. I don't understand a parent that claims to be a Christian and is not teaching their child the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 6 commands us to do just that. And so do many other scriptures, such as Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And quite frankly, it would bring into question your salvation as far as I'm concerned. We're learning discernment, but it's really concerning. And I get real straight and harsh when it comes to children. To feed your children poison food, to poison their minds and their little hearts, which includes Taylor Swift, and the contents, the lyrics of her messages in her songs, is absolute sacrilege. It's pure evil. It's no different than when the children of Israel offered their own children to be burned by Molech, to be murdered by Molech. They offered their own children. It was child sacrifice. And that's what you're doing when you allow your children's minds to be corrupted by all this sin and satanic filth and iniquitous defilements. It doesn't matter how Christian we claim to be. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, I want you to memorize that verse. Talk is cheap. There are those who profess to know God, but in works they deny him, right? Being abominable and unto every good work reprobate. Titus chapter 1, verse 16, another memory verse. God is calling for fresh repentance from each and every person who names the name of Christ. We need to ask God to forgive us, saints. On that note, Sister Karen Cochran says, Taylor Swift has sold her soul to the devil, but some think she's a Christian due to giving a lot of money to charity. But Jesus says, what does it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mark 8:36. Taylor Swift, she continues and finishes, Taylor Swift will be begging for someone to have mercy on her and for someone to cool her tongue, for she will be tormented in the flames of eternal damnation. Luke 16:19-31. And it will be too late if she doesn't repent. Amen. All right. So giving, the point Sister Karen makes is giving money or giving anything does not save anyone. All we have to give is our filthy rags of sin and unrighteousness to God. And when we do, Isaiah 64:6, Jesus saves us as we repent and admit that we are sinners in complete need of him and put our faith in Christ, who died, was buried, and raised again from the dead. Only Jesus' giving of his body and his precious blood on that altar of that cross can save us, not our giving. And when he saves us, our hearts and lives are changed. We are new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away and all things are become new. And then from that moment on, all things, everything in our life is about God, not self and Satan. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15 through 18. Speaking of Jesus in 1 Peter 3:18, the Bible says, and the just died for the unjust. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. On that note, 1 Corinthians 13:3 says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. So giving money or giving your own body to be burned at the stake profits nothing. It cannot merit or earn your way into the family of God. Only Jesus earned that way for us. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Giving a lot of money to charitable organizations is not going to keep anybody out of hell. That's just a part of the worship of those who are truly born again and give out of a cheerful heart in thanksgiving and worship to God by giving him back out of what he gives us. Amen. So the point is, Taylor Swift's giving to charitable organizations, which is supposedly, you never know what's true anyway, but let's say she really is doing that. That's not going to save her. God's word tells us that by the works of the law, no flesh shall be saved. By the works of the law, no man is going to be justified. Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, by doing good, that is, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Also, Romans 3:28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith, that's faith in Christ, without the deeds of the law. So justification comes by grace through faith. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Okay, so salvation is by grace through faith, and that is not of ourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. Only Christ can save us, and he only does that with those who truly repent and put their faith in him. And the fruit of those lives is that they don't worship Satan, they worship Jesus. They do not worship self, they worship the Savior. They don't use the gifts God gave them to serve anybody but Jesus Christ, to whom each of us shall stand to give full account for our lives on this earth. And so this woman is actually having satanic ceremonies during her concerts, and it couldn't be more blatant. And we have some graphics on this page, this new page that went up this week, this post on Taylor Swift with literal cobras all over the stage and depicted or projected up there. And what is that? Who's that referring to? It's referring to that great, the serpent, Satan. Revelation chapter 12 tells us and calls Satan the serpent, just like he was animating the serpent in the Garden of Eden when he deceived the man and the woman. Revelation 12, 7, beginning of verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon, that's Satan, fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon, that's Satan, was cast out. He was previously called Lucifer. Now he's cast out, and we see him called the dragon, the great dragon here, verse 9. He was cast out of heaven. That old serpent, there it is, that old serpent. This is the same serpent, even Satan, who deceived the man and the woman in the garden. Perhaps that's why he's called that old serpent here in Revelation, because in the beginning of the Bible, we see the serpent deceiving the man and the woman, and now at the end of the Bible, we see that his end is near, and the scripture calls him that old serpent, which would indicate that he's been around for a while. That snake, the snake of all snakes, Satan himself, the arch enemy of God, called the devil, there's another name for him, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of a lamb and by the word. That's the brethren, the remnant of Christ elect. Amen. That's us, saints. And they overcame him by the blood of a lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. That's Revelation 12, verse 7 through 12. I want you to encourage you to become very familiar with that passage, which has never been more relevant than it is in this final hour as we look for the soon return of the King of Heaven, Jesus Christ, who came the first time and offered his precious blood on the altar of the cross, was buried and for the sins of the world, and then was buried and raised again from the dead, and he's coming back in like manner. And this time, he's coming back in flaming fire, taking vengeance on all that do not know God and that do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there's a natural division here between the two classes of people that Jesus is coming back to judge severely and eternally, And it's those, first of all, that know not God, perhaps those that have never known God, and also those who do not obey the gospel, the word of God. That would be those who were saved but are no longer abiding in Christ. The Bible says, if you don't abide in me, Jesus says, John 15:6, that you're going to be cast into the fire. You're going to be burned. Speaking of Satan, the old serpent who deceived the woman in the garden, the first lie that he told the man and the woman in the Garden of Eden was once saved, always saved. It's the same doctrine of eternal security we see preached by demonic frauds today who promise people that if they get saved, they're automatically going to be in heaven no matter how they live after they're initially saved. Satan told the man and the woman that they would not surely die if they sinned against God, but God had already promised and given his word that you shall surely die. Genesis 2:17 and 3:4 should be closely compared by every student of the Bible, and it will change your life. That is, if you're an honest, repentant, sincere person who truly fears the Lord, you can come out with only one conclusion, and that would be that if you sin against God, you're going to be separated from God. That's exactly what happened to the first man and woman. And remember, they had no sin at all in the human race before that point. So they were in perfect communion and relationship with God until they sinned. They broke his commandment and they were separated from him because God is holy, holy, holy. Friends, eternal security is a lie from hell. I want to encourage you to look at the eternal security category on safeguardyoursoul.com on the desktop version. The right hand side of each and every page is a drop down menu. You just hit E for eternal security and you'll see a cache of a wealth of information on that topic from God's Word. Also, we have three books on the topic. One's called Lie of the Ages. It's a 730-page book on this topic. Also, The Psychology of Eternal Security. And the third book is called Soul Damning Sins. All available along with the other books on the store page on safeguardyoursoul.com. Okay, and getting back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 through 10, and in verse 9, he continues, he says, who shall be punished? That's those who do not know God and do not obey. In other words, the people that he saved and yet are not walking, abiding with him and obeying him, they will be what? Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction. Everlasting. It's never going to end. End of Mark 9. Their worm dieth not, their consciousness, and the flames of hell will never be quenched, but will rather feed upon their helpless, conscious souls, world without end. Amen. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Amen. May God bless us, you and I, to further and more intensely and diligently and with a pure heart glorify the Lord and admire and worship and love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Okay, before we close, saints, I wanted to encourage you to feel free to avail yourself to all the resources that are on safeguardyoursoul.com. This week we hit over 2,000 published posts. Now there are over 1,100, nearly 1,200 posts that are underway in the making. And so we've got a lot of work to do, and your prayers are appreciated. And I want to encourage you to use the site as a resource to help others. You can always go to the desktop version as a drop-down menu on the right column. Also a search box on the mobile and the desktop version. And you can put in any word, any search word, and see if we've got something on it. I'd say in many cases we do. And so many people are using the books and the website to minister to people, to be saved, and also to help Christians grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we're exhorted to do in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, which says, "Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen." Okay, and as we close, Saints, we do have, as you know, a support, a donate button at the top of the page on the menu bar. And I want to encourage you to consider clicking on it and just take seconds to give a one-time offering. Help us to do things like we were blessed to do together this week with Brother Todd Herbert and the 400 inmates he's ministering to there in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And we did, before that, we did Kaufman County, Texas, the detention center down there. We flooded that jail and those inmates with the light of the gospel through the scripture-rich books that we have in the ministry. Also, we're expecting that the Lord's going to give us another opportunity and connect us with somebody else soon that we can do the same thing with and help some other minister to minister to those that God has set before them. Also, we are continually supplying ministering disciples across the nation with a supply of books and other things they need for ministry. And your support is so appreciated for us to be able to continue to do that. In fact, this week I just got a request out of Florida from Sister Terry for some more books, and we ordered those, and they're on their way down to Sister Terry. There are people getting saved each Sunday morning. I'm blessed to minister as their pastor via technology there to that group in Florida, and the gospel is going out. The Word of God, we're doing the Great Commission, and we're thanking God for each one of you who partners with us in this mission for Christ in this last hour. Keep in mind also, Saints, that we continue to go back and periodically and drop new books to the J6, some of the J6 hostages, which we have that are now in jail all over our country, being completely unjustly dealt with by our criminal government. And so this all gets done, Saints, by way of your supply to the ministry, where we work together with God as labors together with God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3:9. And as we close, Saints, may God bless you and keep thee and make his face to shine upon you and your life and your children and families and those around you as he blesses you to know him and to have fellowship with him, allowing you to be a beaming light for Christ, letting your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Also, verse 25, number 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give the peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. That's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.